Disabled Lives Matter, How Hip-Hop Amplifies Voices of Resilience in a Crisis-Driven World. By Daniel Swadosh, CMO Access Initiatives, The Access Project. As I write this on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I reflect on how we can advance the work of building a society with equality, freedom, and justice for all. Dr. King's words from his letter from Birmingham Jail resonate deeply. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly, affects all indirectly. 2020. Statement Against Racism from the Society of Urologic Nurses and Associates. Urologic Nursing, 44, 162. Imagine a world designed with our most vulnerable in mind, a stronger and more resilient world for everyone. From universally accessible built environments that foster a sense of belonging, equitable access to education and healthcare that addresses diverse needs, to inclusive emergency preparedness plans, such thoughtful design would benefit us all. As Judy Heumann said, disability only becomes a tragedy when society fails to provide the things we need to lead our lives. Activist Judy Heumann led a reimagining of what it means to be disabled, Disability Advocacy Resource Unit DARU. By centering inclusivity in all aspects of society, we create a future where equity isn't just a dream but a lived reality. In the spirit of naming some of our past heroes, such as Martin Luther King Jr. and Judy Heumann, I name visionaries for Will City, founded by Namel Tapwaterts Norris and Ricardo Rickfire Velasquez, who intertwines the creative and powerful energy of hip-hop music with the mission of disability advocacy. I got the opportunity to chat with Norris about how the cross-pollination of these two movements not only pushes the needle on the momentum but enriches each other, fostering a more inclusive cultural and social landscape. Four Wheel City released a remastered version of Disabled Lives Matter song, amplifying the critical need for improved emergency procedures for people with disabilities. The song was created when Marcy Roth from the National Disaster Strategies Organization reached out to Four Wheel City following Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. That experience opened our eyes, and we realized it wasn't just a song, it was the beginning of a movement, says Norris. As we continue to witness the impacts of climate change and the increase in environmental disasters, the duo hopes the song inspires critical conversations about the importance of accessibility and inclusion. Crises like the California wildfires, where people with disabilities are often overlooked, Norris adds. It's about making sure no one is left behind. Music is a universal language, says Norris. It grabs attention and connects people emotionally, adds Norris, having the power to bridge the gap between cultures. Through songs like Disabled Lives Matter, we can amplify the voices of the disabled community, highlight the barriers they face during crises, says Norris, with a call to action for relief organizations, policymakers, and the public about the need for accessible evacuation plans, shelters, and resources. Hip-hop has always been more than music. It's a movement, a radical act of joy and resistance, empowerment, and transformation. In Four Wheel City's song Shining and Rolling, they transform pain into a celebration of radical joy and resilience, claiming space in a world that often denies it. Norris shares that Shining and Rolling was produced by Hit-Boy through a partnership with United Masters and Ramp to create a track that celebrated disability culture while delivering a sound the streets could relate to. We wanted to show that being in a wheelchair doesn't mean you can't shine or roll through life with strength and style. I hope the song inspires pride, confidence, and resilience in the disabled community and helps break down stereotypes. Shining and Rolling has transcended its role as a song to become the symbol and namesake of the Shining and Rolling Award. Four Wheel City gave the first award to Ms. Wheelchair NYC Kalia Haislett in 2023 at the Access Project's Rollout Jam, an all-bodies roller party in Rockefeller Center that featured Four Wheel City and along with other performers from the disability community. This award honors individuals who embody the spirit of shining and rolling, those who inspire others and live life to the fullest despite their disabilities, says Norris. They most recently gave the award to Mia Money at the Axis Project's Holiday Jam, where both Mia Money and Four Wheel City performed. He'd love to see the award grow into something bigger. It would be amazing to have people from all over the world nominated or apply for the award, making it a global celebration of resilience and empowerment, says Norris. Norris has not allowed adversity to define him. I've learned to turn my pain into purpose. Through my music and advocacy, I share my story to inspire others, break barriers, and prove that disabilities are not limitations, they're a part of who we are. At 17, Norris was accidentally shot in the neck by his cousin, and Velasquez was struck by a stray bullet. They grew up in the same neighborhood and met right after their accidents when Norris's mom asked Velasquez to befriend him, both being wheelchair users. Since that fateful meeting in 1999, they have collaborated with music icons like Snoop Dogg and Stevie Wonder and performed at prestigious venues such as the White House and the United Nations. They also advocate for an end to gun violence and perform at hospitals, schools, and rehab centers. Norris's journey has taught him that adversity is a part of life but doesn't define you. I've learned to turn my pain into purpose. Through my music and advocacy, I share my story to inspire others, break barriers, and prove that disabilities are not limitations, they're a part of who we are. Even though Four Wheel City is starting to hit its groove, the music industry has significant room to grow in supporting artists with disabilities. This means providing platforms, resources, and opportunities while ensuring that events and spaces are fully accessible. Inclusion should be a priority, not an afterthought, says Norris. Norris's tip for young artists with disabilities who want to break into the industry is to embrace your disability. It's part of your story and your strength. Have a purpose behind your art, seize every opportunity, and let your light shine. Don't let anyone tell you what you can't do. When Four Wheel City was featured on New York One as New Yorkers of the Week, it marked a monumental moment for the duo. After the segment aired, a man approached Velasquez and Norris, expressing how their story inspired him to keep going and never give up. He wasn't in a wheelchair, Norris recalled, and that was the first time I realized our message wasn't just for people with disabilities, it was for everyone. What may still be a dream for today, for Norris, unlimited access means never having to wonder if a place is wheelchair accessible or if it can accommodate me. It's about having the peace of mind that I can go anywhere and have the same opportunities and experiences as everyone else. Equal access should be a given, not a privilege. So, until unlimited access is reality, Four Wheel City will continue to inspire us all, reminding us of the power of resilience, creativity, and unity. What's next? Good things are on the horizon, as they just dropped the Four Wheel City Hip Hop Since 1999 mixtape. On Valentine's Day, they will release Unconditional Love, Norris's single featuring James Ian. Plus, they're gearing up for the 2025 Disability Hip Hop Jam.